Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live on location, the Volvic Championship Travis Point Country Club right here in Ann Arbor, a national event right here in Ann Arbor. It has, in 3 short years, become, summer months, an event that is an influx of dollars, of support. It has become, I think, as far as the summer months are concerned, a big-time attraction and one that we're looking to continue moving forward. Before we get back to talking about it and its economic impact on the community, I want to tell you about our friends down at Suburban Chevrolet Cadillac in Ann Arbor and the great deals that they have courtesy of our friends at Suburban. You know, like, obviously, Memorial Day is fast approaching, and Chevy's getting ready with the pre-Memorial Day savings event. There's no better place to celebrate than at Suburban Chevrolet in Ann Arbor. Great savings on the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox LT. It's been redesigned from top to bottom. You've heard me talk about it. The lease the Equinox starting at $117 a month. That's $117 a month. And you start driving today, or get this, the 2018 Chevy Silverado 4x4 LT double cab. Right now, you can lease it for $159 a month. This truck has a list price of over $40,000, but you can lease it right now for only $159 a month. And it's well-equipped with power windows and locks, keyless entry, remote start and OnStar, just to name a few of the options. And Suburban has plenty to choose from, over 100 each of the Equinox and Silverado. You can contact Suburban online anytime at SuburbanChevyAnnArbor.com. Suburban Chevrolet is at the corner of Jackson and Wagner Roads on the west side of Ann Arbor. And if you make the drive, they'll go out of their way to make you happy. Chevy, find new roads. And Suburban Chevrolet, make the choice. Joining us is the man. The man who they say, Ira tells me, I could actually play golf with this guy. That's what Ira said. He said, no, I'm taking that.
How many trees last Thursday, Bruce?
Listen. That was part of a plan. Because when the LPGA comes in, you know, they set the course up, and they want to know where the trees are going to cause problems. So I had to find those trees.
So that
they could have people there to understand exactly
why are you in green. More importantly, why are you in green?
You know what? Hey, listen, it's better than the 1 year when they gave you scarlet and gray.
He was 2 years ago. I think it was the pro-am day 2 years ago. I walked in the media room, and I go, Bruce, what are you wearing? It was red and gray. It was hideous.
It gets better. Because Gerald White has been doing some blogging for the LPGA down in Florida.
He came up and he was there for that one.
And he was there that day. And he looks at me and he goes, "What the?" You know, and it was just like I go, "Hey, listen, I don't know. People pay me to do things, and you know, this is as far as I'll go."
So today's the light green shirt day, basically.
Yes, light green.
Well, but they pay you to do things because Bruce has it. I don't know how people have an eye, right? Long time. SID at the University of Michigan. Think about this. He talked about Gerald White blogging, the non-traditional media, its involvement in major sports. I mean, you were at the forefront of that with allowing non-traditional media in University of Michigan athletics.
Yes.
Certainly, largely responsible for me being on the radio because I wasn't going to be a radio guy, but Bruce pointed me in that direction, and then Volvic. When it started a few years ago, Bruce, you came into this, guys,
yes,
we got to get the word out about this because this can be a big-time community event.
Right.
And, reading up on it, Bruce, the numbers are astounding, $20 to $25 million.
Well, economic impact is always a funny number for me, okay? And there's three types of lies, big lies, white lies, and statistics, okay? I know because I'm the perpetrator of the third. But I think when you take a look at it, you are looking at an outstanding community event. And what's so important about this is that you have individuals that come in here, and, I mean, they're taking hotel rooms, they're going out to dinner, you know, these type of people. We're bringing fans in, and what's kind of – it's a two-edged sword. By us playing at this time, we're kind of rolling the dice with the weather. We all know that. But what we do have here is really probably one of the slowest times in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. So it really does have a bigger impact on what we're doing than what the actual numbers are. Because if you know, we could have this tournament during, let's say, the art fair. Well, wait a minute.
Right.
You know, last year there was no soccer game in Ann Arbor. And you know why the reason was?
Construction and art fair.
Right. They wanted, the only day they could do it was the art fair. And when I talked to Ward about that, it wasn't going to be fair to the city to do something like that. The city would have just been gridlocked. So you have to take a look. So now we have this in a good position for everybody. Now, the other thing that I like about this, and I give Keith Carbo, our tournament director, a lot of kudos for this, because when you look, tell me, Sam, in Ira, I'm going to ask you this question. What one event has been brought here by somebody else besides a university?
I already stole your talking points this morning.
Okay.
I've already used your talking points this morning, so absolutely.
Yeah, and so when you look at it, you're thinking to yourself, how do you do these type of things? And, you know, it's amazing. And talking about, excuse me, talking about Keith, you know, here he is. And, you know, and I mean, bringing Keith in to the, you know, having Keith bring this into the city, well, I think it was extremely, extremely important.
So yeah. Keith Carbo, he's my hero already. I mean, man.
Because he introduced you to the food.
Yeah, because I, you know,
great
I needed.
Food they have here.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I needed the coffee to pick me up this morning, but nothing gives you a pick me up like a great breakfast. And you guys treat the pros here outstanding. He took me to the executive chef, Bill Collins, who put together a great spread up there.
Should have mentioned the spread was great yesterday at the pro am. So.
Yeah, you guys do it big out here. For the Bovic Championship.
We try. We figured the better we could treat the LPGA players, the more they'd want to come back, and it's proven true. Chef Bill Collins does a great job, as does everybody here at Travis Point Country Club, whether that be the staff, the members, the community, local residents, and then local restaurants like Godico. I mean, Chef Paul Tsai, he comes and serves sushi every day to the players. They eat the best here of any stop on the tour. So it's little things like that that make a huge difference. And, you know, this year we had a great partnership with Knights. They gave all the players a gift card so they could go check out any of the Knights locations. So it's things like that. So as the community embraces it, they're realizing that the more they embrace the LPGA and the more the players will talk about Ann Arbor, talk about all the establishments. All the things that you guys do here at TKA for us have been fantastic. So it's all about that. A lot of it's about things not on the golf course. Mm-hmm. You know, this is kind of like the icing on the cake. So fans that want to come out and buy a ticket at VolvicLPGA.com or just come out to Washtenaw Farm Council, buy a ticket and come to the show. It's going to be fantastic.
So I'm going to ask you a question that Sam asked me a little bit earlier, but you can give a much more professional and knowledgeable answer to some of the great spots on the course when the fans come out, to some of the really good spots to go watch, some of the highlights you have out there. I mean, I know Tito's Landing's out there. That's a big one, but go through some of them because that's for the military as well. You have a great place for the military and great opportunities for them. Kind of take us through just a few of those so that the fans, when they come out this weekend, know what to take advantage of.
Yeah, fantastic. We do have a new grandstand on hole number one, and that added to our grandstand on hole number 9 and hole number 18, and that's all sponsored by Destination Ann Arbor and the Convention Visitors Bureau. But those are great locations. We didn't have any grandstands in year one. We wanted to see where the spectators gravitated towards, and so we've been tracking that every year. So we now have 3 fantastic large grandstands on site. We do have the Tito's Terrace, and it sits on tee box 17, but it faces the 18th green. It's a big public skybox, lots of fun and activities. Coors Light Corners out on turn number 9 as you make the turn. We have the brand new this year is the Bell's Beer Hall, which replaces our 19th hole, so right by the 18th green. We have family putt-putt for kids. It's free. Come out and get some free chocolate milk and free ice cream. We've got a partnership with Lewis Jewelers for this long putt challenge. Pay $5, $10. It all goes right to the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the Congenital Heart Center. If you sink a putt, you're going to get a gift from Lewis Jewelers, and you're entered into a drawing to win a $500 gift card. So fun stuff like that all over the place. We've got great food trucks out here. Our official caterer is doing a great job. It's just nonstop.
And we can't forget, right over there on the other side by the big Faygo big chair is our buddy Buzz with the Roost Chris food.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget Buzz and Roost Chris because – I had a few of those sliders
yesterday. And if you can't find that, you just look for the Infinity, you know, a big, huge.
That's right, because he's next to the Infinity.
What I want to bring out, though, is that in Ira and Keith and, you know, we've been to a number of different golf events, okay? The one thing that this event has that I don't think anybody has is, number one, unbelievable parking and shuttle service. How close it is, because it's over at the Washtenaw County Fairgrounds. And, I mean, you get in here in no time flat, okay? It's easy. We have big buses, so you're not waiting for things, okay? It moves quickly. Two, there are a lot of people that don't like to come out to golf because you've got to do a lot of walking around, right? This is the one place that I know you could literally watch this entire tournament in about a 100-yard area, okay, because you've got the putting green here, you've got the practice, the chipping, and the first tee where we now have stands, you can sit in it. 18 is right next to the first, so you're right there. So everything is so close, it's so tight. It is absolutely, I think, one of the most, I think it's a perfect spot. I really do. And, you know, that's it. And for what we have with media area and all that, the media is close by. For the volunteers, we have the, you know, unfortunately, we have to use the entire tennis area here for Travis Point, but we have that area. It is just absolutely a perfect spot for a tournament. I mean, I don't know of a better one. I really don't.
No, from an operation standpoint, yeah. All that parking, yeah. Walking, everything. It's very simple.
Yes.
And that's one great reason why we're here at Travis Point. We want to be here for a long time.
Yep. And it's something that we mentioned this morning as well, I want to reiterate this again, because as you talked about, and we can talk about the Tito's and the Coors and the Bells, but it's also, this is a really family-friendly event. And I kind of make the comparison, the PGA Tour is kind of like Michigan football, where you have that separation, and it's really difficult to cross that separation. You might be able to reach over and get an autograph here or there. But here, this is like, for the locals, it's like Bev Flocky's program and Carol Hutchins program and Kim Barnes-Arico's program, where they have outreach and they want you to be a part of it and they want to shake your hand. And the players want to make you feel like you're a part of this event. They want you to bring the kids out. They want to have that next generation of golf that Mike Wann has talked about when we hear his interview on the air tomorrow morning.
I'll go beyond that because, you know, you just mentioned women's sports there with Bev and Kim and that. Give Mel. It's the same thing
with the hockey program. When Red used to walk up and down the street with tickets.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. When you take a look at Beilein's kids and John Beilein himself, I mean, football is, you know, let's put it this way. If there's, you know, once years ago, somebody asked me what was my, you know, when I was at the SID at Michigan, what was the most important thing? And I said, football, football, and football. Okay. And that's it. But when you take a look outside of that, and even our football program does things to try to embrace the community, going to the community, going to the C.S. Mach Children's Hospital. And that's now all of a sudden we're able to do that too and bring another level, because now we're able to bring what I would call successful women entrepreneurs out there to show these people what they can do, because they're branding, they're sponsoring themselves, they're their own business. And so then they go out, and like they did at the C.S. Mach Children's Hospital, I mean, just to see those kids with the putters in their hand and what everybody does there, the men, the women, I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. And these women, you know, when you take a look at it, we had, you know, NABO here the other day, the National Association for Women Business Entrepreneurs, okay? You know, when you're talking, you know, Brittany was in there, Lincecum was in there talking. That's a business, okay? They're playing as a business. They have to get their own sponsorship. They have to get that. And you know what that means? They have to come out and do the things they need to do. So it's a lot different in that regard. But going to your point, Ira, you can reach across the ropes, you know, after they get done playing, of course, you know, and talk to them, and they're willing to do it. One of the greatest golfers of all time, and she's still on the tour, Laura Davies. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you just talk to her, and I mean, she can give you the historical aspect, talk about what it was before, what it is today, all those type of things, and she's willing to talk about it, so it's fantastic.
Keith, before we let you go, we were talking about the impact on the community from the dollars being infused, the promotion of local nonprofits and businesses. It is a huge success. You've said a number of times now, we wanted to come back. Can you talk a little bit about the future of the tournament?
Yeah, the future's great. Commissioner Wann, yesterday we had a little press conference, thanks to Bruce, and he said, hey, the headline that you guys need to write is LPGA commissioner says this should be a successful tournament for a long, long time. Volvic is very interested in being back. They're a global company, so they're looking at their and they're growing very rapidly. So they're looking at their global budgets. They're mm-hmm. trying to figure out what they need to do next. But they're going to be involved for sure moving forward. We are entertaining some potential clients this week, whether that be to be our title sponsor, a co-title sponsor, or a presenting sponsor. And these tournaments do really, really well when there's a good, large corporate citizen in the marketplace. And by our marketplace, I mean Midwest. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ann Arbor would be great, Detroit, Southeast Michigan, state of Michigan, but the Midwest. And they do really well then because there's a vested interest in that community aspect too. But our Monday Pro-Am this year with C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the Congenital Heart Center raised over $200,000 for the Congenital Heart Center. And it was awesome. First yeah. year and put together very quickly. So you can imagine that yeah. the momentum that builds just like this. And I explained yesterday that these things don't just happen overnight. And you can't plan to do everything all at once. They need to grow organically. And so that's what we've done here, whether it be our grandstands, our ticketing procedures. We have 574 local volunteers. There'll be over 30,000 spectators on site this week, hopefully 35,000. And it's gone really, really well. We have 95 corporate partners of some level. And we're very happy to have all those. But kids are free. Military is free. It's a great place to be. We believe that we've proven this is a fantastic product. And if there is a corporation out there that wants to have this continue to grow and grow even better, all they need to do is call our tournament office. But come out here and check it out this weekend, VolvicLPGA.com, and everybody's going to enjoy it.
All I'm going to say and finish it off is Mark Twain is wrong. Golf is not a good walk ruined, okay?
Okay. Keith Carbo, guys, thanks a lot for joining us. Right. We got to get to a break. We're live on location, Volvic Championship, Travis Point Country Club here in Ann Arbor. Be back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.